Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Let's talk about doom spending. Have you heard of this before? It's a phenomenon that's it's affecting millennials and Gen Zers who are, unsurprisingly, just overwhelmed by the multiple world crises we're under and we're facing. Well, I'm joined now by fashion psychologist Dr. Dion Terralong, who's going to tell us a little bit more about it and how we can avoid it, I think, more importantly. Dion, you're very welcome back to the show. How's it going?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you, Jennifer. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show again. Okay, explain it to me then. What exactly is doom spending?
I think you started, like you were introducing it then, you kind of hit the nail on the head. That basically, there's a lot going on in the world right now. And doom spending is basically the act of shopping or overspending instead of saving or putting like your funds towards future goals or endeavors. And I guess we're doing that, or younger people are doing that, because they feel the situation is so dire and hopeless that they might as well live for the moment and indulge now.
How
so they're booking kind of lavish holidays and things like that.
That's interesting you say that. Because I was recently talking to a group of younger people who work in a salon,
mm-hmm.
and they're forever going on these trips, these weekends away. They don't have a house. This is the L one I'm now talking. They don't have a house. They're renters. You know, they wouldn't be, you know, but they have this lavish lifestyle. I was like, how was your weekend? It's not like, oh, I was staying in. I was doing this. I was in London. I was spending this. I was spending that. I see it on a day to day. But how do you monitor that? How do you see that's happening in the world?
I guess, well, personally, I do see it at younger people, but economists have noticed it, because they've noticed that spending has gone up in certain areas, particularly holidays, buying luxury bags, luxury clothing, just clothing shopping in general. So they've kind of gone, what is this trend? Like, inflation is going through the roof. We're going to recessions, but people, and they notice certain subsets of society, potentially, so Gen Z and millennials are just spending loads. So that's why they've labelled it doom spending, because they're kind of seeing it as like a response to the world situation right now. They're like, you know, the world's on fire, but we're still buying stuff. So they're kind of saying, what's going on and why are we doing that? And that's how they're noticing that this is happening.
And would it correlate as well with the pressures on social media and the keeping up with the Joneses on platforms like Instagram that would have them spending more money?
I think it's a little bit of that. But to be honest with you, Jennifer, I think it's a little bit more about us being in an age of kind of information oversaturation and that we can't escape it. So with the wars that are going on, or even hearing about economic crisis or politicians letting us down or house prices going up and up and up and then being priced out, wherever you turn, you can't escape this news. So I think they're kind of saying kind of like a fingers and ears response, and just like turning to shopping apps and going into stores and just buying stuff, because it's the one thing that you can control when things seem to be spiraling out of your control.
Yeah, I get it. Are people putting themselves in financial difficulties with this?
You know what? It's tricky, isn't it? Because it depends what you would class as financial difficulty. Because it sounds like you and I are thinking, why are you going away every weekend? You don't own a home yet. I would be like saving and saving. But we have maybe that sense of hope for the future that if you work hard and you save, you'll be able to get a house.
Yeah.
But they don't think in the same way, because, you know, you have to save for, like, it's so far of reach, it's ridiculous right now. So I think for some people, when they are overspending, if they are kind of like maxing out credit cards, there are some people that are taking it that far. But for most people, when they're thinking about just doom spending, they're mostly just they're spending instead of saving.
Okay.
So they have very little to fall back on. They don't own a home yet. They're not thinking about the future. It's kind of just that swap of what they're spending on.
I get it. The no hope for the future is a scary thing, because that's what I see on a day to day with the millennials that I meet, and they're having these lavish lifestyles. It's like they're like, there's no hope of me buying a house, so I'm just going to enjoy my time and enjoy my money and the money that I earn. I can't help but notice the irony in that these people who might be worried about global warming are still buying clothes. Are they aware of it?
I'd say most are right now, aren't they? Like, I feel like it's quite hard. Like, I've just said about the over-centralization of information. So you can't avoid it unless you're actively, deliberately trying to avoid it, which some people do because they love shopping so much. So again, they're like, I'm just not going to engage with that narrative so then I can feel good about myself. Because if you know that it's affecting the environment and you keep shopping, you're going to feel bad about yourself. But there is something called the action awareness gap. So basically what's happening is people are aware of impact on, you know, people in developing countries and the global south. They're aware of the impact on the environment. They can see temperatures are rising, that more flooding. They're aware and they're scared of this, which is why we're seeing people having fewer children as well. Mm-hmm. But it's still that, it's like people need that instant gratification. It's the same way, you know, if you've had a bad day, you're still going to eat that slice of cake or maybe a few slices of cake, even though you know you shouldn't and you're going to regret it later. So you're aware of the impact of that cake or the overspending. It's almost like you can't stop yourself sometimes because you just need something to quell and like stop those feelings of anxiety and stress. And that immediate gratification you get is a stronger pull than that kind of thinking about the future of the planet.
God, it's worrying, isn't it? I did hear it someone is. Say once when I saw them shopping on a website that are notorious mm-hmm. for badly made clothes, mm-hmm. really bad for the environment. And they said to me, it's too late anyway. They said, we're too far gone anyway. So I'm going to just buy this really cheap top on this certain website because we're so far gone anyway. The lack of hope, you've mentioned it there, and it's prevalent. It really is. How can people tell the difference between their own spending when it's a little nice treat, you know, for myself, or doom spending?
I think it's the drivers, isn't it? It's what's driving you, because you can tell when you're shopping. Are you shopping because, you know, you've been working hard all week and now you're just buying like a one or two things? Or is your online basket full of stuff that you've poorly considered, that you know you don't really need, and you're in a bad mood because, you know, you've been watching the news and you feel sad about it and you feel out of control? So I think it's about noticing what emotions or feelings you're experiencing before you start shopping and seeing if there's a pattern in that. And if you notice that, that's when you know you're doom spending. That's not a little treat. You know, when you want to treat yourself, you're not thinking about the world is kind of going to pot. You're thinking more, I'm going to have something like nice and, you know, to treat myself here. Yeah, it's very different.
It sounds like doom spending is mostly online because you mentioned, you know, the basket full, Ian.
Oh, yeah.
On the online shops. It's mostly online, right?
Well, I think most shopping's online now, isn't it? And I think that's the thing about doom spending as well. It's such an easy distraction. It's such an easy coping mechanism because it's at your fingertips. Your mobile phone is always in your hand, always in reach. So it's so easy to, if you're feeling uncomfortable, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling worried, you've got an instant fix there, although it's not actually a fix, but it feels like it is at the time. So that's probably why a lot of it is online, because it takes a lot more effort to get dressed, leave the house, travel into town, walk around the shops, carry the clothes yourself. So it's not as instant, is it, that kind of like satiating those feelings and getting rid of and pushing away. So I think a lot of it will be online. Some will be in person, of course, because if you're a person that likes to be outdoors and likes to feel the clothes, then that will maybe be more of a driver for you to get out there. But for most people, they're going to pick up the phone, I think, and start tapping away.
So for anyone who's experiencing this, how can it be avoided?
It's a hard one, isn't it? I think noticing when you're doing it. So something you said there, Jennifer, was like, that the person you've spoken to, they say, you know, it's too late anyway. There's this kind of like nihilistic view. And I think the difference between doom spending and just retail therapy or treating yourself is that slightly feeling of spite, or that in spite of. Like, you're aware, but you're like, forget it, it doesn't matter, I'm going to do this anyway. So recognizing that behavior, because if you keep calling it, self-care or just a treat, then you're not being honest with yourself, and then you're not going to recognize that's what you're doing. So the first thing is recognizing that you're engaging in this kind of doom spending, or whatever you want to call it for yourself. And that is just a short-term distraction from that. And I think then the next step is going to be identifying why for yourself, because once you pause and you reflect and you acknowledge that you're doom spending, then you'll be more aware of it, and then you're in a better position to avoid it in the future. And even to preempt when you might doom spend, because you've already identified your triggers. And it's that kind of, once you see it, you can't unsee it, because once you know what you're doing, you can't ignore it then. And it'll be a lot easier to stop yourself from engaging in those behaviours. So that, I think that's the most important thing to do.
Stop spending your money on rubbish. You don't need this. Find a hobby.
Other distractions as well. Or like, you know, people think that they are lacking power to change anything, like the person you said, there's no hope. But if you can, like, look for examples, there's always an example, an exception to the rule, where people have overcome things or things have changed, or look for the small changes that you can make in your day-to-day life or in your community, so you're kind of getting back a small sense of that control rather than through shopping.
Yeah, I get it.
I think you need to do that.
Thank you so much. Listen, always a pleasure to have you on. That was fashion psychologist Dr. Dion Terralong. Always very insightful.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.